the second half of the Zman, we've been talking about Tzibah Kiddushin and Sheva Brachas. So today I'd like to complete our discussion of Vinyani Sheva Brachas. We mentioned last time the basic halachas of Sheva Brachas, exactly when is the rechiv to say Sheva Brachas, in terms of makom, what's called Beis Chasanim. And we also discussed Panim Chadashos, that you need a new face in order to be mechayev to say Sheva Brachas throughout the week after the Chasanim. There's another very interesting discussion in the Achronim. We know that Sheva Brachas throughout the Chasana is recited after Birchas Hamazon. Right? We have a Suda's Mitzvah, and then at the end of the Suda, we bench, and we say Sheva Brachas after the benching. The question is there a fundamental link between Sheva Brachas and Birchas Hamazon? The Chazal instituted that the Sheva Brachas are part of the Birchas Hamazon? Or is it simply that we're saying brachas anyway at the end of the meal? So we put Sheva Brachas there too. We really could put Sheva Brachas in the middle of the meal. It's not like it's intrinsically linked to the Birchas Hamazon, but since we're saying brachas at the end of the meal anyway, so we put the Sheva Brachas there anyway. They say from the Briska Rav that he was medayik in the Rambam in Ilchus Brachas, that he felt the Rambam understood that Sheva Brachas really is part of the Birchas Hamazon itself. Because the Rambam in Ilchus Brachas, in Perek Beis Halacha Tes, throughout the whole Perek, the Rambam is mentioning different additions to the benching. He talks about Yalav Yovo and Ritzei, and then there in Perek Beis Halacha Tes, he says Beveis Chasanim Mevarchim Berchas Chasanim Achar Arba Brachas Eilu. He says in Beis Chasanim we recite Berchas Chasanim after these four brachas of Berchas Hamazon. So it certainly sounds like the Rambam holds that Birchas Hasanim is another Hazkara, so to speak. It's a special Hazkara in the Birchas Hamazon. It's not in the middle of the Birchas Hamazon, it's at the end of the Birchas Hamazon. But since the Rambam is calling it in the Perek and says that in Beis Chasanim we add to the Birchas Hamazon, it sounds like the Rambam holds it part of the Birchas Hamazon itself. But from the Tur, you don't get that impression. The Tur in Luchas Kiddushin and Simon Samach Beis, he simply says, Mevarchin Sheva Brachos Kol Shiva Achar Achilam. It doesn't say anything about Birchas Hamazon. It says after they finish eating, so then we make the Sheva Brachas. It sounds like the Torah holds, the way the Bach explains it. The Torah is assuming that the Achila is a context of Simcha. Right? We want to recite Sheva Brachas on the Simcha of Chasan Akala. So where do we find Simcha? Chazal say in different contexts, in Simcha Ela Ba'achila. Achila generates an extra Simcha. So that's why we put the Sheva Brachas in conjunction with the Suda. But is there a link between Sheva Brachas and Birchas Hamazon? According to the Tur, you don't get that impression. According to the Tur, it would seem as though it's just linked to the Simcha. You have a Simcha and a Suda, so therefore we're going to recite Sheva Brachas, but it's not actually linked to the Birchas Hamazon itself. What's an afkamina? What does it matter? Whether Sheva Brachas is a part of Birchas Hamazon, or it's independent of Birchas Hamazon, just within the context of Simcha, we recite Sheva Brachas. There are several nafkamina. I'll just mention a few of them. First of all, do we have two kosos, one for Birchas Hamazon and one for Sheva Brachas, or do we have one kos for both? Right? If you were to ask me, I'd say, what's the point of having two kosos? You're saying Bari Priya Gofen, so make a Bari Priya Gofen on one kos, and it'll work for both. Then you'll add the Sheva Brachas. Why should you have two kosos? But that's a shaila. Do you have two kosos, or do you have only one kos? What is the shaila? So we generally assume, Gemara says in Psachim and Avkuv Beis and other places, that there's a klal called Enos and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. We don't do mitzvahs in bunches. So the Gemara there in Psachim and Avkuv Beis says, Mehai Taima, for that reason, we don't take one kos and say Kiddush and Birchas Hamazon on that one kos. First, doesn't have enough wine. He wants to make Kiddush, so we're not gonna say Birchas Hamazon. The case is that he's actually saying Birchas Hamazon for the meal that he ate before Shabbos. Now he's going to say Kiddush for Shabbos on the same kos. And this is like that interesting case where Purim falls out Erev Shabbos. So sometimes people have a Sudas Purim into Shabbos. There's a whole Shaila Paris Mapu Makadesh, the Kiddush in the middle. Some people Badafka do this because it's such an interesting halacha, but you have to know how to do it properly. You know, if not, you can get into trouble. But that's the case that the Gemara is talking about, where you're ending the Sudas from before Shabbos and now starting a Suda Shabbos. So you can have Birchas Hamazon and then you can make Kiddush. So can you use the same kos for the Birchas Hamazon and for the Kiddush? The Gemara says, no, you can't, because they know some mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Two different mitzvahs. There's a kos of bracha Birchas Hamazon, a kos of Kiddush. You can't use the same kos for them. As opposed to, l'moshel, Kiddush and Havdalah. We know when Yom Tov is Chalios and Motzei Shabbos. So then we say Yak Nahaz. Right? Yak Nahaz, Yayin Kiddush Ner, Havdalah Zman. It's one kos. Right? So we make Kiddush and Havdalah in the same kos. Why? Because it's the Zel Bazach. It's the same thing. Right? Havdalah, Kiddush, Havdalah, it's the same thing. That we're saying Shabbos is different than the days of the week. So that you can do on one kos because it's Chod HaMilsa. Chod HaMilsa, you can do one kos, but two different things, two different mitzvahs, that we're not going to do on one kos. So the question is, when it comes to Sheva Brachos, what's the rule? Is that like Kiddush and Avdola, that you have only one kos? Or is that like Bechas HaMazon and Kiddush, that you have to have two koses? So that's the Machlokas Rishon. Tosus there in Psachim and Avkuf Beis and Beis quotes the Machlokas, whether you can have one kos of Bechas HaMazon and Sheva Brachos, or do you need Dafka two koses? Rabbeinu Meshulam, there in Tosfos says that he thinks one kos is fine. You don't need two koses. It's not like Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush. Why? He says, because Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush are trei mili nino. Aval hocha chodo milsehi. The Birchas HaMazon goreim le Birchas Nisuin. He says, Birchas HaMazon causes the Birchas Nisuin to be recited. So therefore, it's one inyan. It's one inyan, so you can have one kos. The Birchas HaMazon causes the Birchas Nisuin. It's the Birchas Nisuin is for the Simcha of Chasan and Kala. What does he mean, the Birchas HaMazon causes the Birchas Nisuin? Clearly, he's assuming the Chazal instituted that the Sheva Brachos are part of the Birchas HaMazon. So I'm sure Chelik of the Birchas HaMazon. So the Chelik of the Birchas HaMazon, why would you have two koses? It's better to have one kos. It's one inyan. So it's better to have one kos. But the other day in Tosas disagrees. The other day in Tosas says that the Sheva Brachos are not linked to the Birchas HaMazon. We happen to say them at that spot in the Suda. But they're not intrinsically linked to the Birchas HaMazon, so of course you should have to have two kosos, one for the Birchas HaMazon and one for the Sheva Brachos. We are machmer, right? We have two kosos, as we all know, right? We have two kosos, one for the Birchas HaMazon. The person who's mevarech on Birchas HaMazon will take the first kos, and they'll have, they'll fill up another kos either before or after, whatever. You should do it before, because it should be less of a hefsek. But they'll leave the other kos waiting. We'll finish the Birchas HaMazon, and then someone will walk around with the other kos. For those who get Sheva Brachos, they'll pick up the other kos of Birchas Nisuin, and then they bring the kos back to the Mevarich after they finish with all the Sheva Brachos. Then he makes the Bar Piagofen on his first kos, but it's really going on both kosos. And then he mixes them, right? There's a third kos. He mixes the kos of Birchas HaMazon with the kos of Sheva Brachos, and he puts it back so that all three kosos have mixed wine. Then they get to the Chasan and Kala. Right, he'll put the two kosos in front of the chasan and kala, and then he'll drink from the kos of Birchas HaMazon. Why do we do that? Why do we have two kosos? The answer is we're machmer to assume that maybe the Birchas Nisuin is not instituted as part of Birchas HaMazon. So if that's the case, then you need two kosos, because if not, it'll be Einos and Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. So that's why we're machmer to have two kosos for the Birchas HaMazon and for the Birchas Nisuin. Another nafkemina that the post can talk about is who can be mitzaref? Who can be mitzaref, or better, who can make one of the brachas of the Sheva Brachos? We know that one person can make all of them, but we normally give them out to different people. So who makes the brachas? Do you have to eat in order to be able to make one of the brachas? Let's say you're one of the Panim Chadoshes, but you didn't come for the meal. The Panim Chadoshes didn't arrive, so they have to ask someone else to come. So they call you up. You're a nice guy, so they call up someone from the neighborhood and they say, "Could you come by and be Panim Chadoshes? You can come for dessert, right? We're not going to be matriach on you to come for the 2 hours, right? The Chasan and Kala are going to come late, and whatever. Not always, but right. Let's say the meal is going on, so they need someone to come. So they say, "Look, we're still going. They're drushes, and if you want to come for the drushes, it's fine, but you don't have to come for the drushes if you have something else to do. But if you can come at the end, you come at the end, and as we mentioned, if you're Panim Chadoshes, you have to say hello, and they have to make you part of the scene so that you can actually add simcha to the chasan and kala. If not, maybe you can't count as Panim Chadoshes. So let's say you're fine with all of that. Do you have to eat? Do you have to eat something in order to be mitzaref, to be Panim Chadoshes, to be mitzaref to the Sheva Brachos? If they're going to be mechabed you to say one of the shavuos, do you have to eat something? Or can you say, "Look, I'm fine. I finished eating already. I'm willing to come, but I don't have to eat anything." No, the dessert? You want to eat this dessert. Trust me, I don't want to eat the dessert. Right? So what's the din? Do you have to eat something or do you not have to eat anything? This is a major shaila in Poskim. Veschetshuva quotes from the Zohar Lavram, who has a lot in Yonah Shevet Brachas. He has a suffix about this. What's the suffix? So if you hold that Birchas Chasadim, the Shevet Brachas, is part of the Birchas Hamazon, so then, Mistami, you should have to eat something. You should have to eat something. You don't have to eat bread, because we know that someone can be mitzarev to Birchas Hamazon, even if he doesn't eat bread. Right? Even if he has a mezonos, he can be mitzarev. Even if he has less than a mezonos, he can be mitzarev. You can have a hadama also, you can have a shahakol too and be mitzarev. So, but he has to have something. So maybe in the case of Shevet Brachas, you should have to eat something in order to be mitzarev to the Shevet Brachas. In order to even start to the minion, in order to make the Shevet Brachas, you should have to eat something if it's viewed as an extension of the Birchas Hamazon. If it's not viewed as an extension of the Birchas Hamazon, so then there's a room for suffix. It's still not clear, right? You could say, if it's not part of the Birchas Hamazon, what do I have to eat anything for? I'm just here to add Simcha to Chasana Kalas. As long as the Simcha is added, so then we can recite Shevet Brachas, even if I don't eat from the Suda, that's fine. You could say that. But there's a counter Svara. And that is that since the achila is what generates the higher level of simcha, it could be if I'm not mitzarev to the achila, so maybe I can't be mitzarev to the Shevet Brachas either. It could go either way. That either, as long as I'm part of the simcha, it's enough, or maybe no, since the achila is what generates the simcha, maybe I have to do a little achila in order to generate the simcha. Which would mean, by the way, that you have to eat something. You can't just drink, you'd have to eat something. If you hold that it's a chaylik of the Birchas Hamazon, then it's a davar posha that you have to eat something. You can't just come and be mitzdaif or make one of the Shevet Brachas. You'd have to eat something for sure if it's mitzdaif to the Birchas Hamazon. So I think that's the minig. The minig is that we do try to eat something. You know, every person can choose what they want to eat, but you should try to eat something in order to be mitzdaif to the Shevet Brachas. Yes?
What does the Rambam say about when we make Shevet Brachas under the chuppah? There's no benching.
Shevet Brachas under the chuppah is different. Right, clearly that's not a chelik of the Birchas Hamazon. We're talking about the Shevet Brachas after the Chuppah. Right, Shevet Brachas under the Chuppah is to be matir yichud between Chos and the Kala, as we said. The Kala b'la bracha surah l'bay l'kanida. But then Chazal instituted Shevet Brachas for the week afterwards. If one of the two, Chos and the Kala, were not married as of yet, so then there's a new chiyuv. A new chiyuv to the Mesamer, the Chos and the Kala, for the week after that, that at the Suda, we're going to recite Shevet Brachas. The question is, what's that Shevet Brachas? Is it a chelik of Birchas Hamazon, or it's just within the context of simcha? Yes, Daniel.
Does it matter what he eats, or he can eat whatever he wants?
You're saying mizonos or less than mizonos? So I think he can eat less than mizonos. It's probably better not to drink. Right? Drinking, I'm not sure that that's going to be mitzarif as much. But even if you have fruit, let's say, you want to eat the fruit, l'chor, that should be enough. Right? Because a person who eats fruit can be mitzarif to a zeman also. If two people ate bread and one person eats fruit, so then they can be mitzarif. If he drinks water, he's not going to even starve if he drinks water. So you know, it's probably better not to drink. It's better to do more than just drinking, to eat a little bit also. A third and final nafkamina. What's the din on the last day of the week? Right? You have Shivas Yimei HaMishta for 7 days. And let's say the last Suda, I'll give an example. Let's say a person gets married on a Sunday before Shkia. Right? So we know the Shivas Yimei HaMishta count from the Zman of the Chuppah. Right, even if the Suda is at night, right? If the Chuppah is by day, so that's the first day. And then the last of the Shevet Brachas will be the, you know, 7 days after that. So if a person gets married on Sunday before Shkia, so then the last of the Shevet Brachas is going to be on Shabbos. Shalosh Shudas will be the last of the Shevet Brachas. A person gets married, let's say, on a Monday before Shkia, right? Let's say you get married in June. Shkia is, I don't know, 8:30, right? 8:30. And the chuppah takes place at 8 o'clock, before Shkia. Right? So let's say you get married on a Monday night. So Monday night is really Monday. Right? It's not Tuesday, if it's in the summer. So then the Leah Shevet Brachas is going to be on Sunday. And Leah Shevet Brachas will be on Sunday. Right? So let's say you schedule the Shevet Brachas for, I don't know, 6:30. Right? 6:30. The Chasana Kala show up at 7:30. I mean, you know how things go, right? They show up at 7:30. The Shevet Brachas are not going to be until when? Until like 10 o'clock. Yeah, but 10 o'clock is already Monday. So does that work? Do we say that we follow the Tchilas HaSuda? Or do we say, no, we follow the Zman of the Shevet Brachas? Right? That's the Shaila in Poskim. And it's the same on Shabbos, right? If the last of the Shabbat is going to be Shalashudis, so it's pretty common that the Shalashudis goes past Shkia, goes past Pesach Rav, right? So do we make a Shabbat Brachas at that Suda, or do we not? It's way after Pesach Rav, and what do we do? So we know the Shulchan Aruch says when it comes to Ritzei in general, this is our Chaim and Simen Kuf Peiches Sivyut. Shulchan Aruch says that if someone is eating Shalashudis and then he only benches after Shkia or after Tzeis HaKachavim, he says Ritzei. Right? We follow Tchilas Hasuda regarding Ritzei. So even though when you're benching, it's really after Shabbos, it's after Tzeis HaKachavim, that's not a problem. You can still say Ritzei. But the Shari Tshuva over there, at the end of Simen Kuf Peches, in Ozayin, quotes from the Ginas Vradim, one of the Gedolei Aposkim. The Ginas Vradim says, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to Sheva Brachas, on the seventh day of the Shivas Yimei HaMishteh, so there, we don't follow Tchilas HaSuda. If the Suda continues to the eighth day, we don't say Shavu Brachas, writes the Shari Tshuva from the Ginas Rabbi. And that's what the Pesach Tshuva also quotes in Hilchas Kiddushin. So, what do we do? I mean, that's a pretty big chiddush. That's a very important Pesach Halacha, right? Now, why should this be true? If you assume that Shabbat Brachas is an extension of Birchas HaMazon, so then Lechora, the same halacha that applies to Birchas HaMazon and Shabbat should apply to Shabbat Brachas. Right? We follow Tchilas HaSuda for Ritzei, so we should follow Tchilas HaSuda for Shabbat Brachas too. So I saw in the Sefer Hadras Kodesh of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, they put together a lot of Torahs that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has. He has Ksav, and they put together Mikroi Kodesh. That's Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank on Yomim Tovim. Very, very important sefer, like a six-volume sefer. But then they put together some other svarim from his ksavim, a little bit on Mila and Pidyon HaBen and Nisuin, other things. So that's called Hadras Kodesh. So he quotes from Shlomo Kluger, who wanted to say, maybe this is taka, the best raya, that Sheva Brachas is not part of Birchas HaMazon, because we see the poskim HaMachmer to assume that... Now we don't follow Tchilas HaSuda, that you have to finish the Sheva Brachas before nighttime. Maybe this is the best ride. Not clear. What do you do? If you're not going to follow Tchilas HaSuda, so what does that mean? That means that you have to have the Sheva Brachas when it's still daytime. But you're not going to finish Shalashudas then. So what's going to be? So some actually suggest that what you should do is bench early. Bench early, if you can. I mean, obviously it's a function of the timing. We'll talk about it in a moment. Right? Bench early. And then if you want to be Marek with the Droshas, have as many drushes as you want. You could say drushes after the week of Sheva Brachas too. I mean, what are the drushes about? Taking something from the parsha and, you know, developing an idea. But what's the ikar? The ikar is the bracha for chasen and kale afterwards. That's the ikar. So you can say all the brachas you want. It can be after the week of Sheva Brachas. So that's what some poskim suggest, that you should bench early. Okay, bench early. The question is, but how early? When it comes to Shabbos, I hear you can bench early. You can wash before Shkia. Try to wash, I don't know, half an hour before Shkia. Right, so you wash and you'll eat a little bit. You can bench. You'll say Sheva Brachas, and then you'll have an hour's worth of drushes afterwards. Maybe that can work. Maybe it won't work. But what happens if you schedule the Sheva Brachas for 6:30, you know, and Shkia is going to be, I don't know. Let's say Shkia is at 7:20 on that particular day. So you could wash at 6:30, but the Chasen Kala not there. The Chasen Kala first arrive at 7:15 or 7:10. Like, what are you supposed to do? Or let's say you schedule the Sheva Brachas for 6:30 and the Shkia is at 6:35. So what are you going to do? Wash a bench? You're not going to eat anything? I mean, what are you supposed to do then? What are you supposed to do? It's not a pasha to shaylem. Not a pasha to shaylem. So I saw Rav Shmuel Vosner in Shevet Alevi. The Piskei Tshuvas quotes the Shevet Alevi. Piskei Tshuvas at the end of Simen Kuf Peichesdir. He quotes that the Shevet Alevi wants to suggest that at least where the last day of Sheva Brachas is on Shabbos, maybe there's room for Kula. Maybe there's room for Kula. Why? Because we know that there's something called Tosefes Shabbos, right? Where we can extend the Kiddush of Shabbos. So since the Kiddush of Shabbos is extending until you bench, and then until you say Havdalah in Tefillah, you haven't said Havdalah, the Kiddush of Shabbos still exists, you're being Yotz in the midst of Tosefes Shabbos. So maybe that can combine with the idea that we follow the Tchilas HaSuda for Birchas HaMazon, so at least when it comes to Shalashudis, maybe you can make the Sheva Brachas even after Tzeis Brachot. because we have this svara that maybe we should follow Tchilas Hasuda anyway. But that coupled with the fact that it's still Shabbos, it's still being the kind of mitzvah of Tosef Shabbos, so maybe we still view it as though it's an extension of the day itself. So maybe at least when it comes to Shabbos, you can make the Sheva Brachas even after Tzeisik Al-Kham. That's what he wants to suggest, and it sounds from the tshuva that he felt that that's the minute. That the minute is to be Mekel if the last day of the Sheva Brachas is on Shabbos. Not all poskim are so Mekel. I've been in places where people are machmir. There are poskim that are machmir that say, no, we should try to schedule it in such a way, schedule the Shalashut in such a way that we'll be able to bench earlier. We'll have the drashas afterwards. So, you know, every person has to follow, you know, every family will follow the psak that they're given. But it's important to know it's a shaila. It's not poshut. And the reason why it's so important to know that it's a shaila is because during the week, this kula doesn't exist, right? The kula that the Sheva Levi wants to suggest, that's only on Shabbos because there's a mitzvah to Tosef Shabbos so the Kedusha Shabbos can extend. But during the week, it's not going to apply. It's like if a person gets married on a Monday, you know, let's say a person gets married on, any day, right? Any day. You get married on a Monday night, let's say, right? Married on a Monday night. So let's say that's Tuesday. Right? Married on a Monday night, and the chasna is 6:30, 7:30, right? 6:30 Kabbalah Spanim, 7:30 Badek and Chuppah. So it's after Shkia. So really it's Tuesday. So the last day of Sheva Brachas is going to be Monday. Right? It's very nice. The last day is Monday. Does that mean I can have a Sheva Brachas? I can schedule a Sheva Brachas, you know, for 6 o'clock in the evening? Right? Let's say Shkia is going to be, I don't know, at 7. Right? Let's say it's the time of year that Shkia is going to be 7. So can I schedule the Sheva Brachas for 6 o'clock in the evening? It's not so poshut. If you're going to have the Sheva Brachas after Shkia and Tzeisik Al-Chavim, that could be a big problem. So it could be in that case, maybe the last Sheva Brachas should be the previous day. If you want the last Sheva Brachas to be Monday, okay, great. So have it Sunday night. Sunday night will be Monday. That'll be your last Sheva Brachas. But it's important to keep in mind that during the week, it's really a big Shaila. It's a big Shaila. The last Sheva Brachas has to be finished before Shkia of the last day, right? If the Shivas Yimei HaMishta are going to be ending, so you can't say Sheva Brachas after that particular period of time. It is important to keep in mind that there's no obligation to have a Sheva Brachas every single night. You know, there's this idea, like, who's making Sheva Brachas? You know, you have to figure out, one side is getting 3, and the other side is getting 4, and they say, oh, but we're going to miss that day. You can miss a day. It's not the worst thing in the world. You know, if someone gets married, let's say on a Sunday afternoon, right? So they'll have Sheva Brachas on Sunday afternoon. Right? Let's say it's the summertime. They have an afternoon wedding, and Shkia is at 8:30. So, you know, they'll get married on Sunday afternoon, and then Monday's the first day of Sheva Brachas, right? But when's the Sheva Brachas going to be? For lunch on Monday? Stam will be at night. But if you schedule the Sheva Brachas for 7. So the Sheva Brachas is going to be after Monday. So it'll turn out that you'll miss Monday. Right? You have a Sheva Brachas on Sunday, beautiful, a chasana and a suda and everything, but your next Sheva Brachas is going to be on Tuesday. It's mutter. It's okay. You can miss a Monday. You know, it's more important that the chasana kala rest. You don't have to push them to go for a lunch for a Sheva Brachas. So it's not an obligation to have a Sheva Brachas each and every day. The halacha is if you have a suda that's designated for chasana kala, then there's an obligation to be mevarich them, to be mesamei of a chasana kala. But it's not an obligation to have a Sheva Brachas each and every day. The more important thing is to do it kedasu kedin. So to have a Sheva Brachas the last day of the week, and to make the Sheva Brachas after Shkia, probably better not to have the Sheva Brachas if that's what you're going to do. If you want to have that Sheva Brachas, it's really much better to arrange the Sheva Brachas earlier, that you'll be able to finish the Brachas before Shkia.
Sheva Brachas anytime during the day, on breakfast.